Praise the Lord, everybody, and everybody ought to praise the Lord. This is your host, praise the Lord, Apostle W.D. Carter of Lift High the Cross Radio Broadcast. And today we're going to be continuing in the message, The Harlot Church System, written by Charles E. Newbold, Jr. Praise the Lord, I will continue to teach out of that book. Let us turn our Bibles to 1 Kings, the 22nd chapter. I want to read a portion of scripture there that will be foundational to what we are talking about this afternoon. And they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said unto his servants, Know ye that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria? And he said unto Jehoshaphat, Wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, my horses as thy horses. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, Go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And Jehoshaphat said, Is there not a prophet of the Lord besides that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, Hasten hither Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each other on his throne, having put on their robes in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Shenaanah, made him horns of iron. And he said, Thus saith the Lord, With these shalt thou push the Syrians until thou have consumed them. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, Go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it unto the king's hand. And the messenger that was going to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, Behold now, the words of the prophet declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. And Micaiah said, As the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. So he came to the king, and the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And he answered him, Go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And the king said unto him, How many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, These have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me, but evil? And he said, Hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who shall persuade Ahab that he may go and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said in on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, Thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil concerning thee. Let us stop right there, praise the Lord. And let me open up by saying open up this lesson by saying that today, praise the Lord, the contemporary church is under the spell of lying prophets, lying preachers, lying teachers, praise the Lord, because all of those people are under the spell of the spirit of Jezebel. The Jezebel spirit consults the prophets of Baal. The prophets of Baal say things that appeal to and entice the desire of the flesh. Praise the Lord. And what that statement is effectively saying is that the gospel of Jesus Christ that you're listening to today, praise the Lord, has been reconfigured. The message of the gospel has been reconfigured to appeal to the desires of your flesh. In other words, praise the Lord, the spirit of Jezebel has influenced the preachers and the teachers in the contemporary church to say things that appeal to your carnality. Praise the Lord. These preachers are now teaching you things that your flesh wants to hear. Because basically, you don't really want to hear the truth of the message of the gospel. Praise God. Now, that might sound like a harsh saying, and it is, praise the Lord, but it is necessary to say that to you, to jolt you into a place where you begin to pay attention to the process that the devil is perpetrating against you, so that, praise God, perhaps you might catch on and not be a victim of deception. Because right now we're living in a time of deception. Ahab's Jezebel had her own prophets of Baal. She allowed the prophets of Baal to eat at her table. Okay? They tickled her ears by telling her what she wanted to hear. Does that sound familiar? Does not the Bible tell us, praise the Lord, that there shall come a time when the people of God shall not endure sound doctrine, but shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears? Praise the Lord. This is exactly what's happening today. She wanted to hear whatever she thought might bring an increase of power, control, and grandeur to herself. That's what the believers are sitting under today. Basically, praise God, because they want power, okay, and they want they want control and grandeur for themselves. They want to be what they want to be under the guise of being Christians. Praise the Lord. And what the Lord is doing through this program, through this broadcast and other broadcasts and other messages and other true preachers and teachers is trying to get your attention, trying to let you know, praise God, in no uncertain terms, that you are now living in a day of deception and that you must come out of the harlot church system. You must leave her. You must separate yourself from this particular system because it is under the spirit of Jezebel, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Such was the case with Ahab when he joined Jehoshaphat in war against the king of Syria over Ramoth in Gilead. Jehoshaphat pleaded with Ahab to inquire of the Lord before they went to battle. Ahab gathered about 400 of the prophets of Baal, and they told him to proceed, assuring him that the Lord would deliver him. It was already in his heart to do this thing, so they told him what he wanted to hear. Jehoshaphat asked, "Is there not a prophet of the Lord that we might inquire of him?" No doubt Ahab bristled at his suggestion. Ahab knew the prophet Micaiah, but told Jehoshaphat, "I hate him, for he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil." And that's why, praise the Lord, many of the people in the harlot church system, okay, hate the true prophet today. Because the true prophet is going to tell them the truth concerning them and their situation. The true prophet is going to expose the ugly and horror of yourself to you, and that's why you hate him. Praise the Lord. Nevertheless, Micaiah was consulted and told Ahab the same thing his lying prophets had told him. Go ahead and prosper. go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. Of course, Micaiah was being sarcastic. Ahab knew he was not speaking the word of the Lord and commanded him to speak the truth. So he did. I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord has declared disaster against you. Fascinating. Ahab knew Micaiah was not speaking truth. He knew it was not God's will to go to battle, but he did it anyway, bringing about his own destruction. Please read 1 Kings chapter 22. The Ahabs in the churches today surround themselves with yes men, and you know this to be true, okay? They surround themselves with yes men, praise God, and many of the Ahab leadership in the church today have capitulated to women, becoming pastors and apostles over the flock. Yes. And they do this in the guise of the woman becoming the pastor and the man remaining, becoming the bishop. Do you see the deception? They will continue to bow down to their own Baals and consult with their own prophets of Baals as long as they are addicted to bigger, better, and more. Bigger, better, and more of anything. Bigger, better, and more of everything. Bigger church buildings, bigger salaries, more members, greater offerings, increased honor, recognition, and reputation. Even when they know this is leading to their destruction, their insatiable appetite for increase drives them all. They do it anyway. The Jezebel spirit kills the prophets of God. The spirit of Jezebel kills the prophetic voice. Ahab's Jezebel is noted for having killed the prophets of the Lord. The Lord avenged the blood of his servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel by anointing Jehu, one of Ahab's captains, to be the king of Israel and instructing him to kill the house of Ahab. Ahab's Jezebel was the mother of harlots. Ahab's Jezebel and the mother of harlots shared this reputation. They killed the prophets of God. Revelation 17:6 describes the woman as being drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. Revelation 18:24 reads that in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that was slain upon the earth. Her powers go beyond that of a conniving woman. She was a partner with the powers of darkness, one to shun, one from whom to run. Elijah had sense enough to know this. He had won a mighty victory for the Lord on Mount Carmel. Fire came down from heaven at his petition and consumed the altars of Jezebel's prophets. Then Elijah slew all 450 of her prophets with the sword at the brook Kishon. 1 Kings 18:20-40. Such bravery, such confidence in God. Then, when that woman Jezebel threatened to do him, to him what he had done to her prophets, he ran for his life, and wisely so. He recognized the depth of evil in her. He fled a day's journey into the wilderness, sat down under a juniper tree, and pleaded with the Lord to take his life. Wow. That's how terrible it had become in Israel at that particular time, that the prophet wanted to die. He wanted to leave because all of Israel had now become subject to the mother of harlots, the spirit of Jezebel, under King Ahab. Praise the Lord. It was Jezebel that introduced Baal worship into the national life of Israel. And that's exactly what has happened to America today. The spirit of Jezebel has now introduced Baal worship into the national life of America. Baal worship today, praise the Lord, consists of the feminine and homosexual agendas. Now, you might hate to hear that truth declared as a reality, but that's exactly what's happening. And under the spirit of secular, under the philosophy of secular humanism, which is under the spirit of Jezebel, America, okay, is in the throes of a spell that is aiming to destroy her, to destroy the family structure in America. This is what same-sex marriage is all about. And you're going to have to pay attention, true believer. You're going to have to stand up against that wherever you go. You must not become tolerable of the feminist and homosexual agenda under the philosophy of secular humanism. You must not do it. Hallelujah. There's nothing new under the sun, people. You need to understand that. There's nothing new under the sun. The only thing that has changed, nothing has changed. The only thing that has changed is our technology. Okay? We have discovered and invented ways to indulge our sin, ourselves in our sin. Okay? We have invented, okay, better ways through in the invention of new technologies to indulge our human depravity, our debauchery. That's all. That's all. We've improved, okay, the ways in which we can indulge our debauchery. That's all. Other than that, has nothing changed. And you need to understand that nothing will change concerning the individual. The individual human being, except the miracle of the new birth. You will not change. You will never change yourself. Okay? You know, there's always, I always hear this expression, particularly on TV and in television programs. We got to make this right. We can't make anything right. We can't make anything right. You hear that expression, we got to do this for the greater good. There is no such thing as the greater good. Why? Because there's not a human being on the planet that's good. Not a human being on the planet that's right. We don't know what's right. Righteousness, praise God, has been revelated in the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The righteousness of God is revealed in the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hinder the truth in their unrighteousness. That's what you're up against. And that's why it's imperative, praise the Lord, that you repent and return to your first laws. Repent and return. Repent and go back to loving Jesus in the original way that you did when you first experienced the new birth. Praise the Lord. The spirit in Jezebel was already scheming in Israel during the time of the judges when Samson foolishly gave himself to Delilah, a woman in the valley of Sorek. She enticed him to give away the secrets of his strength, which cost him his strength, his freedom, his eyesight, and eventually his life. John the Baptist, the prophet, fell victim to this heinous spirit, Matthew 14:1-12. John had condemned Herod for taking his brother's wife, Herodias. Herodias wanted to put John to death, but feared the multitude who considered John to be a prophet. On the occasion of Herod's birthday, the daughter of Herodias danced before his illustrious birthday crowd. Her performance was so pleasing that Herod foolishly offered her anything she wished, up to the half of his kingdom. Her mother wasted no time, prompting her to ask for the head of John. The Bible says that Herod was sorry, but had boasted his pledge in the hearing of all present and could not squirm his way out of it. John's head fell, and the Jezebel spirit claimed the life of another prophet of God. Do you see it? Do you see it? The spirit of Jezebel was able to behead John through the conduit of Herod, based on Herod making an oath. He made an oath to give Herodias' daughter the half of the kingdom based on how she danced. And Herodias, the mother, told her daughter, ask for John the Baptist's head. And that's exactly what she did. And because of that, praise the Lord, the spirit of Jezebel was able to murder one of the major prophets of the Most High God. Jezebel kills the prophetic voice. She is a preacher killer. Praise his holy and matchless name. If Jezebel cannot kill the prophet of God outright, she would try to seduce him into some immoral, illegal, or unscrupulous act in order to derail him. See, that's what has happened to a lot of you good preachers, praise the Lord, because you fell under the spell of some Delilah that came into your circumference. Praise the Lord. The spirit of Jezebel uses that particular sin that you fell in as leverage against you to derail you and to undermine the authority of the prophetic voice that God has given you. This is why it is so important, praise the Lord, that you pick up your cross, deny yourself, and suffer. You must deny your flesh. Yes, praise the Lord. Under your carnality, it is quite natural and normal for you to be attracted to other women in addition to your relationship with your wife. It's normal, but you got to deny it. These are the types of temptations that the enemy uses against you. And this is one of the reasons why the Lord has given you your wife, so that she can protect you against such onslaughts. Praise the Lord. That's why you need to have developed a trusting relationship with her, so you can talk to her, so you can tell her what's happening to you out there in the field. Glory be to God. And believe me, your wife knows. Your wife knows all of the women, praise the Lord, that are running after you. They have some plan and some design for you. She already knows, praise the Lord. And that's why she's upset with you a whole lot of times. It's not so much that she's upset with you, but she's upset with what she sees is happening, and you appear to be blind to it. Gentlemen, it took me a long time to understand what I'm telling you. Praise the Lord, but I'm telling you that you need to listen to your wife. You got a good wife. You got a Proverbs 31 wife. You need to listen to her, because she's going to help you. She really loves you. And she is the woman that won't do you any harm all the days of your life. Hallelujah. Pay attention to what she has to say to you, because God has given her to you to help. Help you. Hallelujah. It is necessary that you meditate on these things, so that you don't let the spirit of Jezebel overthrow you through some religious whore that comes into your life and derails your service to the Lord by shutting the prophetic revelation that God has given you, shutting it down in you because you fell into sin. And now that the woman that you fell into sin with is able to use your sin as leverage against you. The story of Joseph and Potiphar. And Potiphar's wife is a classic scriptural example of this. Though he had been brought as a slave, Joseph found favor with Potiphar, and God blessed Potiphar because of Joseph's presence in his house. Potiphar entrusted the management of his household and wealth to Joseph. Potiphar's wife was a different matter. She had sexual designs on Joseph and tried to entice him into her bedroom. Joseph, being a man of integrity, refused her enticements. What's wrong with being a man of integrity? There's nothing wrong with that, sir. Praise the Lord. You need to protect your integrity against the onslaught of the spirit of Jezebel. Joseph, being a man of integrity, refused her enticements. She snared him anyway. She grabbed his garment from him as he fled from her, took the garment to Potiphar, and falsely accused him of trying to have sex with her. But remember, praise the Lord, or rather take note, that yes, she accused him to Potiphar, but her accusation was a false one. It is okay, praise the Lord, to be accused of stuff as long as those accusations are lies against your integrity. The Lord will deliver you. Yes, you're going to have to go through the process, and the process is probably going to be extremely painful, but fear not. The Lord will bring you out. I have been accused, falsely accused, and yet the Lord did bring me out. I had to go through a lot of changes, but the Lord did bring me out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Though Potiphar imprisoned him, the Jezebel spirit ultimately failed, for God used Joseph's imprisonment to lead him to his destiny, the seat of high honor and trust in Pharaoh's house. Praise the Lord. For we know all things work together for the good to those who love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. Whatever you're going through right now, prophet of God, please know and believe that God is going to work it out for your own good. But you do have to go through the process. Why? Because you've got to pick up your cross. You've got to carry your cross. I know it's terrible. It's painful. Praise the Lord. But it has to happen in your life. The same thing happened in Jesus Christ's life. He had to die on the cross, but he was resurrected, and ultimately he ascended and now sits at the right hand of the majesty on high. Praise the Lord. You're going to have to do it. Glory be to God. Yes, the cross symbolizes suffering and death. Nevertheless, we must carry it. We as true believers must carry it. And I want to say this to you today. The Lord revelated to me the day before yesterday, or I think it was Friday. He revelated to me that in this world, it is the body of Christ, the true believers, who are the resistance to what the devil is perpetrating in the earth today. Praise his matchless and glorious name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I've got to stop here. My time has ended. Praise the Lord. But I pray that those of you who are listening to the broadcast have been edified by the broadcast and have been encouraged by the broadcast. The Lord love you in perpetuity. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.